I'd always been crazy about Rosemary. I knew that she would never be in love with me.
Rosemary was stupid and silly, and not even particularly amusing.
It's like my life was divided into two parts. For the main part, a nice, sane, orderly progression before I met Rosemary, and then the madness.
Rich and beautiful, and careless and brainless. She'd had everything handed to her on a golden platter. I disliked Rosemary Barton a good deal.
I felt for her rather badly. A damn fool I was, ever to get mixed up with her.
What did I really know about my sister Rosemary? How could she have been a part of my life for so long, and yet I didn't really know her at all? Didn't have any idea why she might want to kill herself.
Rosemary? Rosemary!
Agatha Christie's Sparkling Cyanide, dramatised for radio by Joy Wilkinson.
I wish I could forget, but that's impossible now. Now I have to try to remember. What was she like that morning before the party?
Here she is, at last. Happy birthday, Rosemary.
George, I thought you'd have left for work by now.
Happy birthday, Rosemary.
Pour me a coffee, Iris.
Iris, do you think she looks well?
You'd better watch what you say, Iris, dear. You look lovely, Rosemary.
A little tired, though.
Do stop fussing, George. Iris, get that, will you?
Rosemary.
You should be getting to work. Ruth will worry.
Are you happy?
What kind of a question is that?
I promised you that we'd be as happy as kings. I'm beginning to think I might have let you down somehow.
It's just this flu...